American Airlines has canceled dozens of flights out of Sky Harbor International Airport in Phoenix today because of extreme heat. The flights affected use Bombardier CRJ aircraft. According to a statement, those planes have a maximum operating temperature of 118 degrees. Today, it's expected to hit a high of 120 degrees. Joining us for more is Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, co-host of Velshi and Rule, and also a private pilot in training. Hi, Ali.
Jeremy, good to talk to you.
And why can't this particular plane operate above 118 degrees? What problems does it cause?
Well, think about a plane flowing, traveling through air in the same way that you think about a boat traveling through water. The plane needs the air in order for it to fly. It needs the air to go through its engines. It needs the air to go over the wings. As air gets hotter, it gets less dense. We all know that from our science classes. So a plane needs more ground to take off. If the air is hot, it means more ground to land. It's harder to climb. The performance of the plane is generally not very good. So rule number one on these planes, these Bombardier planes, is that the operating procedures say don't operate above 118 degrees. And the first rule for a pilot is when the manufacturer says that, just don't do it. So that's rule number one. But it just, planes don't perform well in the heat or at altitude. And they both do the same thing. They make the air thinner. Phoenix is 1,000 feet higher than sea level to start with, and it's too hot.
But the larger Airbus and Boeing jets are not going to be affected by this, right? They can fly in that,
right,
or they can take off in that heat?
Yes, so larger planes can handle this. Military planes where the engines are built with such thrust that it sort of defies normal physics. But the CRJ, which is a fantastic plane that I've flown on many times, is that compromise between performance and cost. So it doesn't have the biggest engines in the world, and it's those planes that have been told to be grounded.
Well, and do airports in hotter places tend to have longer runways as a result of
yes,
this problem?
Hotter places, big airports in hotter places have longer runways, and airports in higher places. So throughout the Rocky Mountains, you'll find, on the East Coast, you might have airports that are typically 2,500 or 3,000 feet for a small airport, 5,000 to 10,000 feet for a long airport. In the West, you'll see much longer airfields because otherwise they'd be grounding planes on a regular basis. So this is not a common occurrence, but once you start getting about over 104 degrees Fahrenheit, the airlines start to think about these things.
But the idea of flights being canceled because of heat, I mean, does that happen very much?
It doesn't happen often. I don't know whether one believes in what's going on in the world, but we're getting hotter temperatures, and it's a matter of degrees, and it will start to have these effects. Look, the big Boeings and Jumbos, the Airbuses, they can go to 125, 126. I don't know why you want to be on a plane in that weather anyway. And the other problem is that airports themselves have problems when it's that hot. The asphalt, the tarmac gets soft. Sometimes the planes start to settle in. The tires are rubber. So at some point, it's just too hot to operate.
I just remember on the other end of the spectrum being in Dallas once when it snowed. They're not really used to that very much, and they probably had one, a de-icer for the entire.
But once you de-ice a plane, airplanes love cold air. So they fly very well in cold air, which is why airplanes like to fly so high. The hot air you can't solve for.
That's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thank you.
My pleasure.